Exercise 4B, page 28.
Welcome back, listeners. This is 98.6 FM, and next on the show we have Toby Brown, who's here to tell us all about his experience of getting caught in a tsunami. Toby, you were on holiday in Thailand when the tsunami struck, weren't you?
Yes, that's right. I was a teenager at the time. It was the holiday of a lifetime for my parents and us to celebrate my brother's 18th birthday.
So tell us what happened on the morning of the 26th of December, Toby.
Well, it was the first morning of our holiday, and we were relaxing around the beautiful pool in our hotel, when suddenly there was a loud roar like an aeroplane engine. Immediately afterwards, I froze in fear as a huge wall of black water came rushing towards us.
It sounds terrifying. So, what happened next?
Well, the wave picked me up and pushed me underwater, but when my head came back up to the surface, amazingly I saw my brother next to me. I grabbed his hand and we held on to each other.
So you got separated from your parents?
Yes, unfortunately. It all happened so fast. There were people in the water everywhere, screaming and shouting. But Tim and I soon found ourselves floating inside our hotel lobby. We grabbed onto a staircase, pulled ourselves out of the water, and climbed up to the top floor of the hotel. We were safe, but we were very worried about Mum and Dad. Looking out over the hotel pool and street area, we could see people holding onto trees and standing on rooftops. There was also a lot of debris.
How long did you wait there?
For about 6 hours. Eventually we saw that the water had gone back to the sea, and we went back down to the street. We started looking for my parents, and we couldn't believe what we saw. There were trees and upside-down cars lying in the roads, and injured people everywhere. We made our way to the police station, but they didn't have any information. Finally, a local man suggested that we check the local hospital. Outside, there was a list of names of people in the hospital, and, to our relief, Mum's name was on there. We rushed into the hospital and quickly found her. She had a broken wrist and a few cuts, but apart from that, she was okay. And the best news was that Dad was with her. They had managed to stay together, like Tim and I.
So your family were very lucky.
Oh, extremely. As you know, though, many weren't so lucky. Altogether, 226,000 people lost their lives that day as the tsunami swept through Southeast Asia. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy. I'll never forget that day, of course, but it has taught me to appreciate my life more and live each day as if it was my last.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Toby. Next up, we've got Sue Granger, who was also caught up.